أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة قل هاتوا برهانكم هذا ذكر من معي وذكر من قبلي بل أكثرهم لا يعلمون الحق فهم معرضون وما أرسلنا من قبلك من رسول إلا نوحي إليه أنه لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 24 and 25 of Surah Al-Anbiya. The discussion, Allah تبارك وتعالى said that if there were any other gods besides Allah, then there would have been fasad, there would have been corruption in the system of the universe. But we conclude the fact that there is no corruption in the system of the universe, then there has to be only one Allah. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives his proof, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala asks those that ascribe partners to Allah, the mushrikeen, for their proof. Allah says, أَمِتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَا, have they taken besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala other gods? If they have done so, قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, bring your proof. It is simple that if there is another object worthy of worship besides Allah, there has to be reasons why that God, that deity, that object of worship becomes a God. What is it? Bring all those proofs. Where has it been recorded? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, هَذَا ذِكْرُ مَنْ مَعِيَ وَذِكْرُ مَنْ قَبْلِ. Say to them, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this Qur'an is an advice for those who are with me. In other words, when we turn the pages of the Qur'an and we recite from the beginning to the end, there is one very, very powerful message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us, and that is, La ilaha illahu. There is no object of worship, there is no God, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And each time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes the statement, each time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala supports it with different kinds of proofs, such proofs that are in front of the eyes of humans. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't bring about scientific discoveries that was hidden from man. Whatever Allah ta'ala brings in this Quran is something that we can see, the sun rise, the sun set, and we can observe all of this. Hence Allah ta'ala says that this Quran is an advice for those who are with me, in other words, my sahaba, my ummat, and together with that, man qabli wa dhikru man qabli, and it is advice for those that have come before me. That when you turn the pages of the kitabs of the past, no matter how contaminated it could be, but there is evidence of Allahu wahdahu la sharika la, that Allah is one, and there is no object of worship, there is no power, there is no might but that of Allah. Bal aktharuhum la ya'lamun al-haqqa. Allah ta'ala says the truth of it is that they do not know the simple truth. They are hiding away from the truth, and the truth never hides away from them. They've closed their eyes, they closed their hearts to the truth, and the result is فَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Then they had turned away and they have become evasive of all the proofs that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings the other aspect. First Allah ta'ala says that this Qur'an is the advice, the kitabs of the past is the advice. Now Allah ta'ala supports that claim, and Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولٍ. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before you, we had not sent any Rasul, إِلَّا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِ, except that we had revealed to that Rasul one simple message, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا, that there is no God, there is no object of worship but me, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fa'budun, then worship me, that is worship only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq, subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi, nashhadu wa natubu ilayk.